and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
I started with that, though.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's true.
That's good. That's good.
You, welcome, by the way. Welcome in. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Like I said, if only we could just keep these mics going all the time, you would not believe some of the things we talk about.
Wouldn't have a show anymore.
No, probably true on that as well. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We thank you for coming in. You can also check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports, at HappyHour_SS, and at ScottBrower_13. We have Saturday, Seton Hall at Connecticut, and Iowa, Northern Iowa at Missouri State, one at 10:45, one at 2:30. That's our Saturday stuff coming up. And I have the read this time. So
you do.
It's Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Those urgent injury clinics are both at their Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointments needed. And you can look up wait times online at DMOS.com. And new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Plaza Parkway, Ankeny. You can get all kinds of stuff done with Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, and we like the fact that they're here with us on this program. Okay, so I sent you a text today.
You sent me a screenshot of a tweet. Look at you blending
of
your...
two goats. Not two goats, but two goats in each sport. Now, I had this kind of twice. So I went, this particular, it was called from their relevant fan, but their goat. So I'm going to give you their goat, and then you have to put yours in, and then I'll ask you about...
We'll pick one, you pick one.
And then I'll ask if you're okay. So my thought process on some of this is it's an older gentleman, probably my age, because I don't know a lot of younger people that maybe even know who Babe Ruth is.
That's funny, because this is going to be a topic... That is one of the things that is a topic of discussion of this discussion.
Yeah, so his pick in baseball was Babe Ruth. His pick in the NFL was Tom Brady. His pick in basketball was Michael Jordan. His pick in hockey was Wayne Gretzky. His boxing pick was Ali. And his golf pick was Tiger Woods.
So what we're going to call him is Mr. Obvious.
Yes.
Because that was obvious.
It was pretty obvious.
All right.
So
here's my question. As we go down this rabbit hole, you brought this on. Because with that being said, I mean, there is, you got to look at kind of the age and the vibe of the game.
Yep.
It could be a day's worth of just discussing baseball.
Yes.
Each one of these kind of, if we had your boys in here, it'd be a day's worth of discussing professional basketball.
I couldn't even imagine if I had like Jimmy Fetters or Travis or you.
Right.
I mean, it just us, because we all have different.
Right. Because here's
takes
you, to say this. We're going to pick one, you pick one, we're going to the greatest of all time in the sport. Okay, and I started writing stuff down. Okay, are we talking wins? Are we talking championships? Are we talking personal or team? Are we talking name recognition? Or are we talking within the game, the name? Age group, that means everything. Who are we asking this of? And then the last one that I kind of went, career length. You can have somebody had a great season, but you can also have somebody that played, like Tom Brady, for decades.
I don't think you can be a GOAT and not have multi years of something, would be my thought process.
Bo Jackson was pretty good, but he was cut short.
Yeah, but still had a pretty lengthy, a pretty lengthy career. But yeah, I agree with that. So it's just, this is fun just to do a quick one, and then we can see if we disagree or agree on some of the items.
Did Did you see this, though, when you sent me that? I actually went to Twitter on this. One of the first responses, because they picked the GOATs, Ruth, Brady, Jordan, Gretzky, Ali, and Woods. This guy said, Benny the Jet Rodriguez for baseball, Paul Crewe for football.
Funny guy.
Scott Howard from T-Wolf for basketball, Charlie Conway, Rocky Balboa, and Happy Gilmore. So I thought that was well done.
He was a funny guy.
He was a ha-ha.
Okay, so how I see this is when you look at this list, who was the person that you want to see, what would pay to see, and it doesn't have to be it's somebody that you would put up there as your GOAT of greatest of all time. It could be greatest of all time because, hey, it's the person that I enjoyed watching the most. It's possible.
See that, but the one that I actually kind of really tried to was baseball. Because, I mean, we hear so much discussion and facts and stats and everything with baseball. Because, I mean, yeah, Babe Ruth, pivotal. I mean, he's the Messiah, quote unquote. He's the anti to some people, but
right.
But anyway, but I mean,
different era. Didn't see pitching, right?
But okay, Ted William, truest hitter there was, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Bonds had some really great numbers, but he's got an asterisk, everybody says.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going? Are you going with somebody that you're like, wow, I think I'm going to be quick to say it's Aaron Judge, even though he's young?
No. If I was going to do baseball for a whole lot of reasons, I would have said Hank Aaron.
Okay.
I kind of take away some from – I have so many one of my favorite –
He's on my list. I don't
one of my favorite baseball players of all time is Robin Yount. I love Ozzie Smith because of the friendship with my buddy who we fought every day for. I think Barry Bonds is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I don't give a crap about anything that he did. He was in Hall of Famer before he ever started doing that, and he did think he was the
okay.
He was one of a very few. But if I had to put one up there for meaning, for all kinds of things and everything that he did,
do you leave Jackie Robinson off the list?
I don't think Jackie Robinson was as good a player as Hank Aaron.
But then that goes to the criteria of what we're talking about,
right? I just
you're
I,
saying
I think,
who was the best
I think
player?
Social justice wise, I think they had a lot of the same.
Okay.
Because Hank Aaron was still dealing with the same stuff that Jackie Robinson was.
Absolutely.
It was just a different time. So for baseball, I would do that. Who would you have for baseball?
I didn't think they were wrong with I mean, if you're talking the greatest for what it was, different pitching stuff, but he was, for his time, he was the best, and he's carried on that we've known this name for it. Yeah. I don't have a problem with. But like I said, you start going down this, Ted Williams. I mean,
really, really good.
So how you want to look and look at it, I will keep Ruth in my list. You go with yours.
Yep. Football. Tom Brady's on there. I don't know how you fight against Tom Brady. I'm probably going to surprise you with this one as well. I think my next one would be Walter Payton. For what he did, he was a great player, and what he did for football, that would be close for me.
Because he was a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, he was sweetness and respected and all of that. I'm not as big a fan of some of the I'm trying to think, you know, other people. I think I would say Walter Payton to be a GOAT. And that's probably one that what I'll get panned. I thought I'd probably get panned on that one the most, but
I look at it as trying to remember, oh, my God, over the last 30 years of watching football for me.
I mean,
been longer than that, 40 years. But, I mean, for the first 10 years, it was just nothing but the 80s Dolphins, for Pete's sakes. But, I mean, to look at the players, yeah, Brady's great because he's got a lot of championships.
Yep.
Okay? I am a huge to watch old footage of Peyton Manning. Wow.
Yep.
Dude was great behind center. Love that. But, I mean, you also got to look at, Steve Young, Joe Montana. I mean, it's
– See, they
– Do you want to
– See, I said that. I Joe Montana and Steve Young cancel each other out.
Right.
Because they both – I mean, if you were going to take the GOAT out of that, you know who I'd have? It would be Bill Walsh. There's your GOAT.
Right.
Because he took two quarterbacks with two distinctively different styles
right.
and won the same amount of games with both of them. Right. It's pretty crazy.
Well, and it's to look at it. Are they pivotal to the game, or are their stats the best? You know, because that's why you got to keep going back to the obvious answer, Brady. Look at the championships.
Right. And championships do matter in football.
Which also leads to the next topic, which is basketball.
And the reason that I tell my kids all the time that I have Michael in front of LeBron is because of championships and the fact that teams wear Michael, not players, teams wear Michael Jordan stuff. Right. I think that is, I don't see how you reconcile that he's not there. And somebody, the biggest misnomer that I heard out there is, well, if you put LeBron in Michael's era, he's going to do the same thing. Yeah, he ain't going to have as much fun as he had, because every time he goes up and thinks he's going to come down the lane and dunk, and he gets tossed into the second row, it's not going to be fun. Right. And they go, well, Michael wouldn't be able to play in this era. When people can't touch him, when you can't shove him out of the lane, you can't knock him down.
Okay, but then you also got to get down in the path with basketball of Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
They changed the game for him.
But see, I you know what I'm going to say to that. They changed the game at every level for Lew Alcindor and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
And there was no way in the world that I would ever put Wilt Chamberlain ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I mean, there's a lot of great names that have done a lot
now,
of
Bill
great
Russell's
things.
One, because Bill Russell won a bunch of titles.
Right.
Grandpa Charlie, would say that Bill Russell was there probably in front of anybody.
Right.
I mean, and I think he has... I think he has.
It's different. Okay, was this person pivotal in this time frame? But it was pivotal enough to change the game, to move, to let it evolve to a new. I mean, it's
hockey's a funny one, right? I don't think there's anybody.
Lemieux.
I think he was okay, but he wasn't Wayne Gretzky. I mean, that is, I think of anybody that's taken themselves from point A, the next best would be F. Because what he did and when he did it, and for the sake of a couple of my boys, before I put LeBron James in the GOAT for basketball, I'd put Steph Curry for the same reason I've told you before.
Right.
It's really easy to be 6'8 and dunk and do all that stuff. He's 6'1" on a good day, and he changed the game of basketball. It made basketball fun to a lot of kids who didn't think they had a chance.
It also made every recess turn into how far can I chuck the basketball.
Absolutely.
But the ones that figured it out actually are doing pretty good. But all right, so yeah, I'm sure, again, it'd be a whole nother entire program of if we had people that had the passion that we have for football, the depth of what we watch, the library that we have. There's a good buddy of mine from Chicago that is just, I mean, he's you know, young kid, still in his mid-30s, and still plays the pickup hockey because he won't let go. And he's going to have a why and a how and a who of what his is going to be on hockey. But, yes, we know Gretzky for what he did, for all the different stats, commercials, face and stuff like that. So yeah, Gretzky's going to be an easy one for you and I that aren't as in depth with hockey. Well, yeah. I'm telling you, if too bad Schaaf wasn't here, you know, under the weather, because Schaaf would go till probably 6 o'clock telling us on how
hockey
and who, what is considered a GOAT in hockey.
See, I'm not a boxing guy, so I have a hard time with boxing. I don't know who you put with Muhammad Ali. I really don't.
Would you love to see a match between prime Mike Tyson and prime Muhammad Ali?
Yes, because he took hits from Joe Frazier. I don't know if he could take that many hits from Mike Tyson or George Foreman. Except for George Foreman was a big dude too. Big dude. Because even if you did Sugar Ray Leonard, then you had Thomas Hearns and you had Roberto Duran, and they were beating each other. You know, one could beat this guy, but he couldn't beat the other guy.
Rocky Marciano. I mean, there's a lot of names, but it's to be able to put him in that, okay, here's this statistical pot, this, and this. Ali was one of the first times that we saw a self-promoter. He was
stood up
name.
For things.
Yes,
no matter what people thought of him, he stood up for stuff and probably did more to lead in a different way the African-American community than anybody else, but he just did it in a different way than what other people were willing to do.
I think I saw the stat the other day that it was how many fights Conor McGregor has had compared to Tyson had that many fights in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was they
Oh, there's no better promoter than Conor McGregor. Is there ever been a better promoter?
No, I mean,
Conor
McGregor has his own whiskey for Pete's sake, so.
No,
he has my vote. So.
That's an interesting that's an interesting.
Now, this one should be because I think we both probably have a deeper library on this as well. Last category is golf.
Yep.
It was chosen by this one. They Tiger Woods, obviously. But, okay, now turn the clock back. I mean, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. See, I can't do Arnold Palmer because I think
Jack Nicklaus. I was getting there. I mean, it's you got to go with the names, as you will. Jack Nicklaus.
Tom Watson.
Thank you. We talked about this before the show. I mean, I remember when I was on the Mickelson train and not the Woods. And now I flip-flop because I think kind of Mickelson's kind of a jackwagon.
Yep.
You know, and it's not just because of the live stuff. It's just his claws came out. But
kids, why Tiger's there, I believe. Kids play golf now because of Tiger,
absolutely.
Not because of anybody else.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of cool.
Good topic.
All right, we got one segment left. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this break.
When you're with the champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Last segment on this Thursday. Friday right around the corner. Weekend right around the corner. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott sitting across from me.
Hello.
Steen here. Scott's leaving me again.
Next week.
Going to be gone down in Florida.
You know, I was feeling bad until you told me you're going to be gone most of March, so.
Just a couple of times in March. You are listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at @HappyHourSports_SS, @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, and @1700TheChamp. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700TheChamp.com. Saturday, you're going to get Seton Hall at Connecticut, Northern Iowa at Missouri State. Sunday, you're going to get Memphis at Houston. You can go to 1700thechamp.com and see what's live on the radio. What do you got? You got to read.
I got to read. I have Heritage Building Maintenance.
Yes.
Provides provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind for protecting your future by being a certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Okay. We talked about Eric Bieniemy a little bit yesterday. I just swatted something. I don't know what I was swatting. I might have had a flicker in my eye there.
Okay.
Just, I was
you swatted at an invisible bug. If you don't feel safe, give me a sign. Okay.
According to the USA Today report, no candidate has been interviewed more times without getting a head coaching job than Eric Bieniemy. Through four previous league hiring cycles, Bieniemy has been interviewed 15 times by 14 teams, twice by the Jets, and still has not had a job. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's got to be something.
It's funny. You've known people that are great interviews, don't do crap at the job.
Yep.
But obviously his track record shows that he's good at his job. Get past a bad interview or whatever it is.
Yeah, when you see and I think all of it
can't be his references. Come on.
No. I think all of it stems from I don't think people think he has anything to do with their offense, and I don't think they could be any more wrong if they tried.
They think he is merely a messenger for Andy Reid.
Yep. And I just when you listen to Patrick Mahomes and you listen to the offensive linemen and you listen to all the skill position play, it just doesn't add up. And I don't know what that means. And it breaks my heart.
It's too bad.
It does. I don't understand how something like that can happen, but it happens. And I feel bad for him. Lamar Jackson still in the news, dude. This stat here is crazy. When Lamar Jackson was not on the Ravens, when Lamar Jackson got hurt, Baltimore was in first place and in their division, and then they were like the third seed when he got hurt.
Right.
They averaged 13 points a game when he wasn't playing, 31st in the league. They averaged 146 yards passing, 31st in the league.
Well, they kind of dropped off talent-wise at quarterback, didn't they?
They were 28% in the red zone, and they averaged 17 first downs. That is tied for 32nd in the league. It is bad, and just bad, about how bad the Baltimore Ravens are without him. Now, it also is the weirdest offense you have to run, and that's why they have Huntley there, because then they don't have to change an offense if something happens to Lamar Jackson. I still think they're gonna franchise tag him, and I think they're gonna trade him.
I agree with you.
And I think they get two first round picks and two second round picks if they do that.
I told you this is the weirdest, coming into the weirdest offseason, that it's not simply sliding a few magnets on the board. This goes here, that goes here. This is put it in a coffee can, shake it up, and see what comes out.
See, if I'm the New York Jets and I got to spend money and it's about the same amount of money, there is no way in the world I'm bringing Aaron Rodgers in if I can get. Now, nobody knows if you can get Lamar Jackson, but if you can get Lamar Jackson for two ones and two twos and you put him with that,
I think you said it best. Why would he go to an AFC team? Why would he go to an NFC team?
I would go to an NFC team, but see, the problem is a lot of I don't know which NFC team. I mean, the one that fits in that would pay him, and then he's in a dome is Atlanta. Can you make Atlanta good again? I don't know.
The stats you just rattled off, he seems to make Baltimore good.
Yeah, and Baltimore has nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. But, I mean, it would be – no, I would not want to go. Now, if I was going to go somewhere in the AFC, I would go to the East, because that is Buffalo. I don't know how good Buffalo is anymore. I thought Buffalo was great. I don't know how good Buffalo is.
How about Lamar Jackson in New Orleans? You think they're too screwed up down there without –
Dennis, you got a defensive-minded coach. It doesn't fit his system. That one – I don't know.
I'm trying to give Drewby hope that he has, you know, something for next year to look forward to as a Saint fan.
And I get what everybody's saying about Derek Carr, but he did not have 9 seasons of really well run football ownership and management taking care of him. So I don't think, you know, it's no different than everybody, you know, we get this because we're in this market, right? Kirk Cousins is horrible. All he has ever done is not throw a lot of interceptions and win football games.
I know.
Oh my gosh, what's this poor dude have to do to? But you're right. I mean, I went down today. I mean, if you look at Buffalo, I think they have a good coach and a good quarterback. Miami, if Tua's healthy, has a good coach and a good quarterback. New England, if the guy they brought in from Alabama, and it's Bill, then it's going to hit me when I don't care. you know, then you have
don't Joe, call me from the toilet.
Right, you have Joe Burrow, Kenny Pickett, and Deshaun Watson.
Right,
that's not bad. You have Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is winning that division forever, because Tennessee doesn't have a quarterback, the Colts don't have a quarterback, and the Texans don't have a quarterback, and Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence. That's a pretty good thing. And then you have Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, and whoever goes to the Raiders. You're right. Why would you want to stay in the AFC? I agree with you, but man, it'd be fun to have a defense like the Jets have and have somebody like Lamar Jackson in New York, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of talent. It is.
I think if we were to ball up this discussion tonight and then open this back up 3 weeks from now, we're going to be going, man, I didn't realize that was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what's going to happen.
You get pivotal things of, I mean, what, we're in day two of the 3-day dark for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Is he going to be that much of a change and a spark for a team? I mean, I don't know. This is the distraction. Does it overshadow him being a good quarterback to help a team that's close? Is there a scenario that he works for somebody to go to a Super Bowl?
That's a crazy thing. So this was what I would say to you the most of anything. Can he go back to Green Bay?
No, it's Green Bay's done.
I think Green Bay's done too. I think they go, you know what? Let's take a one-time hit. We'll pay him his money, get him out of here. We'll get a couple of first-round picks. We'll figure it out. We've always figured it out. The guys here seem to like Jordan Love. Let's see what he can do. And if we have a couple of dry years, we have a couple of dry years. It's not going to make Green. I mean,
he's had him over the barrel for this long. I mean, it's not like it's. My big thing is because of things have not broken down, but digressed, if you will. There, I can't wait to find out where Alan Lazard's going to go. I want to watch that kid.
I want to
watch him succeed.
He's going. Oh man, I know where I want him to go, but I don't think he's going to go there. But I would. Baltimore Ravens, he would fit right in, man. I still have to be a Ravens fan, even if Lamar Jackson's
right.
not there.
Right.
But you know who's the sneaky team that he would fit in, he would be the next Hines Ward going to Pittsburgh.
He would look really good, except for
he's got to wear black and gold, and I don't think he likes that.
You know what?
Being a Cyclone.
Funny what a paycheck will do.
It is funny what a paycheck will do.
So, there's just this discussion is such – speculation and with a little bit of hope and looking to the stars. There is going to be so much change in this offseason.
Oh.
I mean, already looking at, we went through the list of coaching changes, not even just head coach, but defense and offensive coordinators. It's what is going to end up to be the final picture when things happen in the draft, in the camp,
and
fun stuff
cut.
To talk about.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, the Philadelphia Eagles will not go back to the Super Bowl because, man, are they over the cap.
Yeah. Wow. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you too, man. Have a good vacation. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. See me tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got the entrance ramp partially blocked, 235 eastbound, right around 50th Street. Otherwise, no accidents to report, no major slowdowns right now. Drive safely.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Bryan Cranston, great to see you, man.
One of your first gigs was a Preparation H commercial.
What happened?
It's called a job, Rich. I know you haven't been job hunting in a while.
I was a spokesperson. I wasn't afflicted.
I would trust you.
I would put that ointment on and go, here we go.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
Hey there, this is Mitch Caluzzi with Sell Now Iowa. You've probably heard, I buy houses with cash, but did you know I also buy private mortgages and installment contracts? Give me a call, 515-259-1111. We aren't like some of the other guys. We're family operated, locally owned, and community driven. If you give us the opportunity to help, our team, led by my very own father, Bob, will visit your home to review in person before we present you with a fair offer. Why? Because we want to bring you a real, honest-to-goodness option to consider, not some over-the-phone pipe dream. So whether you have a red house, a blue house, an old house, or a new house, a busted foundation, a broken sewer line, or a grumpy tenant, we're here to help you. So if you own a house or a private mortgage and want to sell it fast at a fair price, give us a call. 515-259-1111. We buy houses in any condition, any price range, in any location around the Des Moines metro area. And I'm a licensed independent real estate broker. We know lots of folks who can help if we're not the right cash buyer for you. Again, that's Sell Now Iowa at 515-259-1111. 515-259-1111.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk. I would sleep upright with more pillows. But that painful burning stayed.
so I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, it's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champs eClub online at 1700thechamp.com.
You've got mail.
In the top right corner, you can create an account by connecting Facebook or enter your information manually. Just make sure you double check your account settings and make sure you receive emails from us. 1700 The Champ. Now on the FM dial at 101.3. 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by-play. Every Kansas City Chiefs and NFL primetime game live on terrestrial radio. We also have your baseball covered with the Minnesota Twins. Hey, and don't forget the legendary Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2, and the UNI Panthers. For a complete schedule, visit 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ, now on the FM dial at 101.3. KBGG Des Moines and K267CY Des Moines, 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios, online at 1700thechamp.com.
Live, he's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, how we doing? Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Coming up in 20 minutes, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Tim Brown will stop by. And then at the top of the hour, Super Bowl champion Roman Harper will join us, who did win a ring with the New Orleans Saints. And we got a whole lot of things to talk about with our pal in Roman Harper. But first up, let's update you on some of the biggest stories of the day with some audio. We call this segment the News Brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Former Eagles defensive coordinator, now head football coach of the Arizona Cardinals, did address the media, Jonathan Gannon, and he made it clear that he wants to work with Kyler Murray.
Look forward to working with the players,
That was very appealing to me. Some of the guys that we have on board right now, not too many times do you take over a team and you have a franchise quarterback.
I started with that, though.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's true.
That's good. That's good.
You, welcome, by the way. Welcome in. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Like I said, if only we could just keep these mics going all the time, you would not believe some of the things we talk about.
Wouldn't have a show anymore.
No, probably true on that as well. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We thank you for coming in. You can also check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _ SS, and at Scott Brower _ 13. We have Saturday, Seton Hall at Connecticut and Iowa, Northern Iowa at Missouri State, one at 10:45, one at 2:30. That's our Saturday stuff coming up, and I have the read this time. So
you do.
It's Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Those urgent injury clinics are both at their Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointments needed. And you can look up wait times online at DMOS.com. And new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in central Iowa, 1711 Plaza Parkway, Ankeny. You can get all kinds of stuff done with Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, and we like the fact that they're here with us on this program. Okay, so I sent you a text today.
You sent me a screenshot of a tweet. Look at you blending
of
your...
two goats. Not two goats, but two goats in each sport. Now, I had this kind of twice. So I went, this particular, it was called from their relevant fan, but their goat. So I'm going to give you their goat, and then you have to put yours in, and then ask you about.
We'll pick one, you pick one.
And then I'll ask if you're okay. So my thought process on some of this is it's an older gentleman, probably my age, because I don't know a lot of younger people that maybe even know who Babe Ruth is.
That's funny, because this is going to be a topic. That is one of the things that is a topic of discussion of this discussion.
Yeah. So his pick in baseball was Babe Ruth. His pick in the NFL was Tom Brady. His pick in basketball was Michael Jordan. His pick in hockey was Wayne Gretzky. His boxing pick was Ali. And his golf pick was Tiger Woods.
So what we're going to call him is Mr. Obvious.
Yes.
Because that was obvious.
It was pretty obvious.
So here's my question. As we go down this rabbit hole, you brought this on. Because with that being said, I mean, there is, you got to look at kind of the age and the vibe of the game.
Yep.
It could be a day's worth of just discussing baseball.
Yes.
Each one of these kind of, if we had your boys in here, it'd be a day's worth of discussing professional basketball.
I couldn't even imagine if I had like Jimmy Fetters or Travis or you.
Right.
I mean, it just us, because we all have different
Because here's
takes.
To say this, we're going to pick one, you pick one, we're going to the greatest of all time in the sport. Okay. And I started writing stuff down. Okay, are we talking wins? Are we talking championships? Are we talking personal or team? Are we talking name recognition? Or are we talking within the game, the name? Age group, that means everything. Who are we asking this of? And then the last one that I kind of went, career length. You can have somebody had a great season, but you can also have somebody that played, like Tom Brady, for decades.
I don't think you can be a GOAT and not have multi years of something, would be my thought process.
Bo Jackson was pretty good, but he was cut short.
Yeah, but still had a pretty lengthy, a pretty lengthy career. But yeah, I agree with that. So it's just, this is fun just to do a quick one, and then we can see if we disagree or agree on some of the items.
Did you see this, though, when you sent me that? I actually went to Twitter on this. one of the first responses because they picked the GOATs, Ruth, Brady, Jordan, Gretzky, Ali, and Woods. This guy said Benny the Jet Rodriguez for baseball, Paul Crewe for football.
Funny guy.
Scott Howard from T-Wolf for basketball. Charlie Conway, Rocky Balboa, and Happy Gilmore. So I thought that was well done.
He was a funny guy.
He was a ha-ha.
Okay, so how I see this is when you watch, when you look at this list, who was the person that you want to see, what would pay to see, and it doesn't have to be it's somebody that you would put up there as your GOAT of greatest of all time. It could be greatest of all time because, hey, it's the person that I enjoyed watching the most. It's possible.
See that, but the one that I actually kind of really tried to was baseball, because I mean we hear so much discussion and facts and stats and everything with baseball, because I mean Babe Ruth, pivotal. I mean he's the Messiah, quote unquote. He's the anti to some people, but anyway. But I mean
different era. Didn't see pitching, right?
But okay, Ted William, truest hitter there was, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Bonds had some really great numbers, but he's got an asterisk, everybody says.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going? Are you going with somebody that you're like, wow, I think I'm going to be quick to say it's Aaron Judge, even though he's young?
No. If I was going to do baseball for a whole lot of reasons, I would have said Hank Aaron.
Okay.
I kind of take away some from – I have so many one of my favorite –
He's on my list.
One of my favorite baseball players of all time is Robin Yount. I love Ozzie Smith because of the friendship with my buddy who we fought every day for. I think Barry Bonds is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I don't give a crap about anything that he did. He was in Hall of Famer before he ever started doing that, and he did think he was he was one of a very few. But if I had to put one up there for meaning, for all kinds of things and everything that he did.
Do you leave Jackie Robinson off the list?
I don't think Jackie Robinson was as good a player as Hank Aaron.
But then that goes to the criteria of what we're talking about.
Right.
Who was the best player?
I think
player.
Social justice-wise, I think they had a lot of the same.
Okay.
Because Hank Aaron was still dealing with the same stuff that Jackie Robinson was.
Absolutely.
It was just a different time. So for baseball, I would do that. Who would you have for baseball?
I didn't think they were wrong with I mean, if you're talking the greatest for what it was, different pitching stuff, but he was, for his time, he was the best, and he's carried on that we've known this name for it. Yeah. I don't have a problem with. But like I said, you start going down this, Ted Williams. I mean.
Really, really good.
How you want to look at it, I will keep Ruth in my list. You go with yours.
Yep. Football. Tom Brady's on there. I don't know how you fight against Tom Brady. I'm probably going to surprise you with this one as well. I think my next one would be Walter Payton. For what he did, he was a great player, and what he did for football, that would be close for me.
Because he was a game changer.
Yeah. I mean, he was sweetness and respected and all of that. I'm not as big a fan of some of the, I mean, I'm trying to think, other people. I think I would say Walter Payton to be a GOAT. And that's probably I thought I'd probably get panned on that one the most, but.
I look at it as trying to remember, oh my God, over the last 30 years of watching football for me.
I mean,
it's you know, I mean, been longer than that, 40 years, but I mean, for the first 10 years, it was just nothing but the 80s Dolphins, for Pete's sakes. But I mean, to look at the players, yeah, Brady's great because he's got a lot of championships.
Yep.
Okay. I am a huge to watch old footage of Peyton Manning. Wow.
Yep.
Dude was great behind center. Love that. But I mean, you also got to look at, Steve Young, Joe Montana. I mean, right. it's.
See, they.
Do you want to.
See, I said that. Joe Montana and Steve Young cancel each other out.
Right.
Because they both, I mean, if you were going to take the GOAT out of that, you know who I'd have? It would be Bill Walsh. There's your GOAT.
Right.
Because he took two quarterbacks with two distinctively different styles and won the same amount of games with both of them.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, and it's to look at it. Are they pivotal to the game, or are they are their stats the best? You know, because that's why you got to keep going back to the obvious answer, Brady. Look at the championships.
Right. And, also, championships do matter in football.
Which also leads to the next topic, which is basketball.
And the reason that I tell my kids all the time that I have Michael in front of LeBron is because of championships and the fact that teams wear Michael, not players, teams wear Michael Jordan stuff. Right. I think that is, I don't see how you reconcile that he's not there. And somebody, the biggest misnomer that I heard out there is, well, if you put LeBron in Michael's era, he's going to do the same thing. Yeah, he ain't going to have as much fun as he had, because every time he goes up and thinks he's going to come down the lane and dunk, and he gets tossed into the second row, it's not going to be fun. Right. And they go, well, Michael wouldn't be able to play in this era. When people can't touch him, when you can't shove him out of the lane, you can't knock him down.
Okay, but then you also got to get down in the path with basketball of Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
They changed the game for him.
But see, I you know what I'm going to say to that. They changed the game at every level for Lew Alcindor and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
And there was no way in the world that I would ever put Wilt Chamberlain ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I mean, there's a lot of great names that have done a lot
of
Bill
Russell's one, because Bill Russell won a bunch of titles.
Right.
Grandpa Charlie would say that Bill Russell was there probably in front of anybody.
Right.
That, I mean, and I think he has. I think he has.
It's different. Okay, was this person pivotal in this time frame? But it was pivotal enough to change the game, to move, to let it evolve to a new. I mean, it's
hockey's a funny one, right? I don't think there's anybody.
Lemieux.
I think he was okay, but he wasn't Wayne Gretzky. I mean, that is, I think of anybody that's taken themselves from point A, the next best would be F. Because what he did and when he did it, and for the sake of a couple of my boys, before I put LeBron James in the GOAT for basketball, I'd put Steph Curry, for the same reason I've told you before.
Right.
It's really easy to be 6'8" and dunk and do all that stuff. He's 6'1" on a good day, and he changed the game of basketball. It made basketball fun to a lot of kids who didn't think they had a chance.
It also made every recess turn into how far can I chuck the basketball.
Absolutely.
But the ones that figured it out actually are doing pretty good. But all right, so yeah, I'm sure, again, it'd be a whole nother entire program of if we had people that had the passion that we have for football, the depth of what we watch, the library that we have. There's a good buddy of mine from Chicago that is just, I mean, he's you know, young kid, still in his mid-30s, and still plays the pickup hockey because he won't let go. And he's going to have a why and a how and a who of what his is going to be on hockey. But, yes, we know Gretzky for what he did, for all the different stats, commercials, face and stuff like that. So yeah, Gretzky's going to be an easy one for you and I that aren't as in depth with hockey. Well, I'm telling you, if too bad Schaefer wasn't here, you know, under the weather, because Schaefer would go till probably 6 o'clock telling us on how hockey, and who, what is considered a GOAT in hockey.
See, I'm not a boxing guy, so I have a hard time with boxing. I don't know who you put with Muhammad Ali. I really don't.
Would you love to see a match between prime Mike Tyson and prime Muhammad Ali?
Yes, because he took hits from Joe Frazier. I don't know if he could take that many hits from Mike Tyson or George Foreman, except for George Foreman was a big dude too. Big dude. Because even if you did Sugar Ray Leonard, then you had Thomas Hearns and you had Roberto Duran, and they were beating each other. You know, one could beat this guy, but he couldn't beat the other guy.
Rocky Marciano. I mean, there's a lot of names, but it's to be able to put him in that. Okay, here's this statistical pot, this, and this. Ali was one of the first times that we saw a self-promoter. He was
stood up
name.
For things.
Yes,
no matter what people thought of him, he stood up for stuff and probably did more to lead in a different way the African-American community than anybody else, but he just did it in a different way than what other people were willing to do.
I think I saw the stat the other day that it was how many fights Conor McGregor has had compared to Tyson had that many fights in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was they
Oh, there's no better promoter than Conor McGregor. Is there ever been a better promoter?
No, I mean, he has his own whiskey for Pete's sake, so.
No,
he has my vote. So.
That's an interesting that's an interesting
one. Now, this one should be because I think we both probably have a deeper library on this as well. Last category is golf.
Yep.
It was chosen by this one. They Tiger Woods, obviously. Right. But, okay, now turn the clock back. I mean, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. I can't do Arnold Palmer because I think Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus. I was getting there. I mean, it's you got to go with the names, as you will. Jack Nicklaus.
Tom Watson.
Tom, thank you. We talked about this before the show. I mean, I remember when I was on the Mickelson train and not the Woods. And now I flip-flop because I think kind of Mickelson's kind of a jackwagon.
Yep.
You know, and it's not just because of the live stuff. It's just his claws came out. But
kids, why Tiger's there, I believe. Kids play golf now because of Tiger,
absolutely.
Not because of anybody else.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of cool.
Good topic.
All right, we got one segment left. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this break. When you're